On the evening of December 4th, 2001, when I came down to work Continental 128, I was just told that he had problems navigating. I had no idea that he had had a complete electrical failure in the cockpit.
All right, and I understand your heading indicator is out of service.
No, that is not correct. The heading indicator is working. Our navigational radio, is that to include the FMC and just raw data, is not jiving.
Okay. Understand. It's going to maintain 2000 Kennel 128.
Down to 2000 Kennel 128.
Kennel 128, the minimum set altitude for the approach is going to be 600 feet.
128.
No, 128, say airspeed.
We're back to 180 now, sir.
Okay. 128, turn right. Or I'll give you heading vectors, your choice. Turn right 140 and make a standard rate turn right.
140 on the heading 2000 altitude, count 128.
Okay, this will be a radar vector for the surveillance approach. And there's traffic at about 2 o'clock and 7 miles, an American jet landing on 27 out of 4,000. You can go behind him, land 26.
All right, 140 on the heading, and we're IMC right now.
Be occupied shortly by Boeing 737 mile final, American 409 doing a
out of land,
and we're in.
Look at north.
Kennel 128, the emergency surveillance approach, runway 26, am I clear to land?
128 is clear to land, and the emergency vehicles are standing by for him.
Okay. Kennel 128, emergency vehicles are standing by off the side of the runway. Turn right, the heading of 170, and speed 170 knots or less.
170 on the heading, 170 or less on the speed, 128.
L-128, turn right, heading at 220.
220 on the heading, tunnel 128.
L-128, turn right, heading 250. Descent will begin in 5 miles.
All right, 250 for now on the heading, tunnel 128.
Bends 100 at 5, altimeter 3016.
128.
L 128 descent will begin in 2.5 miles.
128.
L 128, turn right, heading 260.
260 on heading count 128.
L 128, 7 miles from runway.
128.
L 128, 6 miles from runway.